I believe, sirs, that the hour has come. My judgment approves this measure, and my whole heart is in it. All that I have, all that I am, and all that I hope in this life, I am now ready to stake upon it.
It's 2 o'clock.
While I live, let me have a country. A free country.
The Clauses of Independence, John Adams. Thomas Jefferson rightly stated of John Adams, "The Colossus of that Congress, the great pillar of support to the Declaration of Independence, and its ablest advocate and champion on the floor of the House." Friends, if I have a favorite founding forefather, I'd have to say it has got to be that of John Adams. He was very much a prophet for his time, righteously bold, fearless, extremely intelligent, and selfless was he. John was sold out to the American cause on the behalf of the posterity of the forefathers. That would be you and me in establishing this country that we all claim to love so much. One of the many founding fathers who left a testimony of both of his private and public Christian commitment was that again of John Adams, a patriot, a signer of the Declaration of Independence, the first Vice President of the United States, the second President, and a signer of the Bill of Rights.
We must always remember that a free constitution of civil government cannot be purchased at too dear a rate, as there is nothing on this side of Jerusalem of greater importance to mankind. I see a new nation ready to take its place in the world. Not an empire, but a republic. And a republic of laws, not men.
Few have labored as strenuously or as extensively in securing American independence and setting the young nation upon a solid national foundation as John Adams and his remembrance of the role of Christianity. As a matter of fact, Adams even served on more committees than any other congressman, 90 in all, of which he personally chaired 20 of them.
Liberty is not built on the doctrine that a few nobles have a right to inherit the earth. No! No! It stands on this principle that the meanest and lowest of the people are, by the unalterable, indefeasible laws of God and nature, as well entitled to the benefit of the air to breathe, light to see, food to eat, and clothes to wear as the nobles or the king. That is liberty. And liberty will reign in America.
Friends, what I want to highlight here is that John Adams clearly identified the religious unifying forces of American independence, responding to other sources from which he quotes, "John Adams addressed the real source of American independence upon the general principles of Christianity." John Adams went on to say that the general principles on which the forefathers achieved independence were only the principles in which the beautiful assembly of young gentlemen could unite, and these principles only could be intended by them in their address or by me in my answer. And what were these general principles? I answer, said John, the general principles of Christianity in which all those sects were united. This is under the umbrella of the Christian faith. And the general principles of English and American liberty, in which all those young men united, and which had united all parties in America, in majorities sufficient to assert and maintain her independence. Now I will avow that I then believed, and now believe, that those general principles of Christianity are as eternal and immutable, unchangeable, friends, as the existence and attributes of God. And that those principles of liberty are as unalterable as human nature and our terrestrial mundane system. I could therefore safely say, consistently with all my then and my present information that I believed that they would never make discoveries in contradiction to these general principles. He goes on and says, I've examined all religions, and the result is that the Bible is the best book in the world. John even went on to say that without... When the church and the world can jog comfortably along together, you can be sure something is wrong. The world is not compromised. Its spirit is exactly the same as it ever was. If Christians were equally as faithful to the Lord, separated from the world, and living so that their lives were a reproof to all ungodliness, the world would hate them as much as it ever did. It is the church that is compromised, not the world. Catherine Booth, founder of the Salvation Army. And husband to Catherine Booth, the founder of the Salvation Army, William Booth, he rightly stated that the chief danger that confronts the coming century will be religion without the Holy Ghost, Christianity without Christ, forgiveness without repentance, salvation without regeneration, politics without God, and heaven without hell. Friends, prophecy fulfilled.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Christian ethic has provided the principles on which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker. Boat rocker.
Hello, friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys. And, of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. Okay, folks. We titled the show today, A Civilization Addressing the American People. A civilization is not destroyed by wicked men. Wicked men are those that know to do right and do it not, according to Scripture. It is destroyed by weak men who cannot defend what is good. You can kind of put in parallel Edmund Burke when he said, evil prevails because good men do nothing, and then bring forth my correction out of love for that man and his honor, rightly esteeming him because he was a righteous man in many ways, Edmund Burke was. But there's nothing further from the truth because good men do not allow evil to prevail. And again, really what it comes down to is what we've been talking about over the last 7 days now. People are destroyed for the lack of knowledge. When you look at Hosea 4:6 and you see that's what the Lord says. There's a reason he wrote and inspired the book of Proverbs to be written by King Solomon. And that was for our admonition. That was for our profit, that we might take heed to what in fact is written. Now, what I could do today, friends, is I could highlight, for example, I could highlight, we have a said representative named Rep. Al Green. Do you know that he's now burnt up $17 million? $17 million, your dollars. He has stole away $17 million in taxpayer funds to cover up sexual harassment in Congress alone. Oh, folks, it gets way worse than that. And again, I'm not going to sit here and highlight what it is that the American people put up with, but there's absolutely no reason that we are in the position that we're in today. Just seeing a local senator addressing other congressional individuals or said legislators, they like to be called, that are doing their best to do the exact opposite of legislating the law. They're trying to gut the law, the pith and marrow of law, by lowering the law that convinces men of their sin, Romans 3:20. And what this senator was doing was highlighting a brand new book that was put in a local library in the state of Minnesota here. And he said the title of the book, it had something to do with sodomy, which is against the law in every state of our union. It's felonious activity, as we all the well know. And we understand that because it's the Lord that established the law. And we don't have a right to do what he says not to do. Liberty is the right to do what the law permits, not the other way around. And if you want to go ahead and test your steel, go ahead and try it outside. Go ahead and drive as fast as you want to in a 30-mile-an-hour zone. Or go in a school zone and see how long it lasts before you're arrested. But what's interesting, folks, is he's highlighting a book that's put into libraries throughout the county. And then he starts to read from the book. And, folks, it is extreme gay porn vernacular. And then one of the individuals on this board that was listening to the senator, she said, you can go ahead and put a stop to that. In other words, you've already, you know, made your point. And she said, we're not offended by what you just read. Well, that's exactly what she was offended by. She said, but you've already got your time. So in other words, you're done now. We're talking about our kids. But people, can we not see that the apple doesn't fall too far from the wicked tree? From what we tolerate? The problem is the American people. It's not even your said representatives. It's what you that's what you tolerate. That's what that is. And that's why we're talking in the fashion that we are. Because again, as I said, I could highlight this stuff all day long, but I'm not going to do that today. I'm going to educate. I'm going to build. Remember, J. Keith Chesterton said this. He was a preacher. He said, a civilization is not destroyed by wicked men. No, it's destroyed by weak men. I'm talking to the silent majority that call themselves the good people that the bad guys are supposed to be afraid of. I want to remind you of how far you have allowed these criminals to commit crimes, to even go down into the libraries to demoralize your kids. And you call yourself the silent majority? No, you are weak. And you cannot defend that what is good because you tolerate what you're guilty of. Charles Spurgeon rightly said, if you're not preaching out against sin, it's because you're guilty of it. He's exactly right. He's exactly right. Is anybody seeing what's taking place here, friends? The Epstein files have been released. Now you have your said representatives going after foreign individuals. Some are resigning, and people are appeased by their resignations. Folks, we're talking about, I'm not bringing this to the extremity for the case of bolstering in any sense of the word or being hyperbolic. No, I'm telling you, folks, what's in those files is cannibalism, sacrifice. We're talking about little kids here, folks, and we're not just talking about man on boy as if anybody could justify that. Isn't this what your said representatives are trying to normalize in America? Absolutely it is. But why is everybody being held accountable for their crimes except those found in the Epstein files, namely those that are in this said administration today? Isn't that interesting that foreign countries, friends, are revealing videos of Donald Trump with little kids? Isn't that crazy? 16,000 times his name appears. It appears, friends, on the Epstein files. And Donald comes out, and what does he do? He says, oh, I've been exonerated. Exactly the opposite is true. Like I continuously tell you, friends, whatever he says, the opposite is true, Isaiah 5:20. Why? Because there's no truth in him. That is a fact. It's not like I don't have anything better to do with my time than to try to find fault. But I'll tell you what I am doing is I'm looking for a reason to wake the American people up to bring correction concerning what's going on in their said government. First, starting with the church. Look at all the people that are being exposed right now. Luke 12:2. It's all over the board. But let me go back to this. And I want to say this because I've highlighted the Trump syndrome before, but I want you to listen carefully to me. And again, I'm not mincing words here, but I do want you to listen carefully. Trump is living proof that a con man doesn't have to be smart if his worshipers are stupid enough to believe him. Let me say it again. Trump is living proof that a con man doesn't have to be smart if his worshipers, or his idolaters, Acts 12:22, are stupid enough to believe him. That's just the truth of the matter. That is just the truth of the matter. Yesterday, I highlighted a picture of this administration and what went on during the State of the Union there. And we had a bunch of people that were all up in arms about it. And I said, does that bother you? What part about it bothers you? Are you guilty of the same crimes that they're guilty of? Folks, we're going to address it, but we're going to build up. We're going to address it, but we're going to build up.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you're already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are positively impacting the future of this country that we all appreciate so much. If you've not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty today. Please call 1-866-233-0747 or go online at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Hi, I'm Trace Banks, a certified integrative health coach in Charlotte, North Carolina. In my work with clients and physicians' patients, I'm often asked profound questions about God's Word. People want to know where they can find deeper biblical teaching, truth, beyond what they're hearing in their own churches. I point them to Bradley Dean's ministry, the Sons of Liberty Radio.com show, where he challenges listeners to remain firmly rooted in God's Word while boldly standing for liberty and justice within our government. Monday through Saturday at 2 Central Time for Uncompromising Truth That Motivates Action.
BBSRadio.com.
Hey everybody, Alex Newman here, award-winning international journalist with Liberty Sentinel Media. We broke some of the critical stories exposing the COVID hoax, the lies about the injections, and so much more way before it was cool. We exposed the UN, the climate hoax, the U.S. government, and so much more, all from a biblical perspective, with the goal of bringing you all the information you need to keep your family and yourself happy, healthy, and free. Check us out at libertysentinel.org and subscribe for free at libertysentinel.org/subscribe.
Don't have a place to go to church on Sunday? Then come join us at the Sons of Liberty and Bradley Dean. For many people, finding a home church that preaches the gospel in accordance with the scripture can be difficult. Many churches today have become self-help centers and very humanistic without pointing their finger to Christ and the cross that all genuine Christians must bear, just as our Lord did. If you are looking for a church that preaches the truth without compromise from the inherent Word of God and the power of the Holy Spirit, then look no further than joining us every Sunday at 9 a.m. Central Time on the Sons of Liberty Radio, live on Rumble.
Governments, like clocks, go from the motion men give them. Wherefore, governments rather depend upon men than men upon government. Let men be good, and the government cannot be bad. But if men be bad, the government will never be good. William Penn. Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. That's who we are, what it is that we've been doing. We just got back 2 days ago from doing a high school in the Midwest here. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. Resource, media outsource resource from those that are contributors across the country that are in the culture war. That is sonsoflibertymedia.com. Our store's there, our schedule's there. You can book us now. We're three months out. We got two events coming up next month. The next month at this point is open right now. That number is 1-866-233-0747. 1-866-233-0747. Also wanted to let you know, folks, if you want to check us out on social media platforms, go to sonsoflibertymedia.com, subscribe, and or beforeitsnews.com, beforeitsnews.com. If you want to call in, love to hear from you. Add to, take away, 281-845-4704, 281-845-4704. Folks, if this is the first time listening to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, friends? Because it is a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. Read Romans 12:2. We're supposed to have the mind of Christ, people. Let me read this because this ran through me right during the break, right before we got back up from the last segment here. And it tells us in Jeremiah 1:10, this is what, and again, not trying to claim anything, father or friends, there's an apostle, there's a prophet, there's a teacher, 1 Corinthians 12:28, also put that up against 1 Corinthians 12, that we might not serve dumb idols, but there's also pastors and evangelists. And I believe more than anything, the ministry is predicated and premised on the giftings of the apostolic, the fivefold ministry. So I'm going to go over and make reference to Jeremiah, so lest anybody, namely my enemies, try to put words in my mouth, trying to declare that I am something that I never declared to be. But I am saying prophetically, when you look at Jeremiah 1:10, it says this, and I want you to listen carefully, the job of a prophet. He said, see, the Lord speaking to Jeremiah, I have this day set thee over the nations and over the kingdom to root out, to pull down, to destroy, to throw down, to build, and to plant. So there's a process. Hosea 10:12. Folks, you have to, that which is made alive is not made alive unless it first die. John 12:25, it also talks about this in 1 Corinthians as well. Thou fool, it says, thou fool, did you not know that which is not quickened unless it first die? And again, so understanding that we're baptized, we're crucified, we're baptized with Christ, but we're also risen according to the power of the Holy Ghost through the resurrection spirit. And that's what the enemy's worried about. And that's why you see so many enemies of the cross in America today, because that is the power of God unto salvation for those that bear their cross. But if the enemy can allure you in through your lust and deceive you into believing that you walk in the power of the Holy Ghost and you're not living as a new man in Christ Jesus in that resurrected power, you better rest assured, friends, that you are deceived and you better get it right, okay? Because that's the power the enemy is afraid of more than anything else, is the resurrection power, because that's how the Lord is glorified. And it's done through the cross, not absent of the cross, Galatians 2:20. But our job is to do just that. Our job is to preach out and slay men in their sin. Hosea 6:5 says exactly that. We're not supposed to patty cake with it. That's why the message of the gospel is repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. And how do you do that? Matthew 3:2, you go to Acts 20, verse 21. You repent towards God. Why would you repent towards God? Because you've transgressed his moral law, Exodus 20. And what does that law do? It drives us to the foot of the cross where it can do no more, Galatians 3:24, where we put our faith in Christ that he bestows upon us, which is the fruit of regeneration, not the other way around. Okay? So since we have that in place, I want to start this off by throwing this to you, because one of the things that you'll see in the scriptures that we're not to be given to change. We're to go back to the old past. Let me say that again. We're not to be given to change the change that you're seeing today by a bunch of corrupt politicians, starting first with hirelings and heretics in the pulpits of America today. And I'm thinking of John 10:12, and I'm talking about politicians, and I'm talking about both of them, where Jesus told us in particular that we're supposed to beware of the leaven of both. That means wicked doctrines of both, okay? And that's in Mark 8:15. So what we're to do is to go back to the old past. And one of the things that I found myself conjuring up in thought, and I knew it was the Holy Ghost because it'll come as not my thought, but it's a righteous thought, and there's an anointing on that thought. And what it was what was it like, you know, to convey to the young people today, what was it like in the 60s? What was it like in the 50s? What was it like in the 40s? What was it like in the 30s? Well, folks, even economically, what you look at how reasonable things were at the turn of the century, and then you get up to the 1990s, and then things just go out of control. And why is that? Because the people have become a demoralized people, because they've allowed corruption to demoralize them, and the tyrants are now in control, trying to do their best to control them and enslave them. That's exactly what's happened. But as a positive, what I want to do is I want to go back, because again, as I said, I just did a high school 2 days ago in the Midwest here. And the first thing I thought of is I want to bring the young people, middle school all the way to the high schoolers. I want them, and the teacher faculty, mind you, I want them to think about the way it used to be in this country, because what we see in this country today is not at all what grandma partook with or grandpa partook with. And there's a little a segment that I have. It's called Grandma Rocks, and I want to read it to you really quick. And I want you to contemplate this concerning the times that you live in today, just to show you how much the people have given way to change that the Lord forbids, okay? One evening, a grandson was talking to his grandmother about current events, and the grandson asked his grandmother what she thought about the school shootings in the computer age and, well, just things in general. Well, the grandma replied, "Well, let me think for a minute. I was born before television, penicillin, polo shots, frozen foods, Xerox, contact lenses, Frisbees, and what they call the pill. There was no radar," said grandma. "Credit cards, laser beams, or ballpoint pens were all obsolete. They weren't around, okay? Man had not invented pantyhose, air conditioners, dishwashers, or clothes dryers, and the clothes were hung out to dry in the fresh air. Your grandfather and I got married first, then lived together. Every family had a father and a mother, okay? Until I was 25, said Grandma, I called every man older than I, sir. We were before gay rights, which is still against the law in this country, computer dating, dual careers, daycare centers, group therapy. Our lives were governed, listen to Grandma, by the Ten Commandments. A good judgment and common sense." Read Deuteronomy 4:6. "We were taught to know the difference between right and law, wrong, that was by reference to the law, and to stand up and take responsibility for our own actions. Serving your country," said Grandma, "was a privilege. Living in this country was a bigger privilege. We thought fast food was what people ate during Lent, and having a meaningful relationship meant getting along with your cousins. Draft dodgers were people who closed their front doors when the evening breeze started. Time sharing meant to, well, take time with the family when they spent time together in the evenings and weekends, not purchasing condominiums. We never heard of FM radios. I never heard or remember any kid," said Grandma, "blowing his brains out listening to Tommy Dorsey. If you saw anything with Made in Japan on it, it was junk," she said. She said the term "making out" referred to how you did on your school exam. Pizza Hut, McDonald's, and instant coffee were completely unheard of. We had 5 and 10 cent stores where you could actually buy things for 5 and 10 cents. Ice cream cones, phone calls, rides on a streetcar, and a Pepsi were all a nickel. And if you didn't want to splurge, you could spend your nickel on enough stamps to mail one letter and two postcards. You could buy a new Chevy coupe for $600. But who could afford one? Too bad, because gas was only 11 cents a gallon. Grandma goes on and she says, "Grass was mowed. Coke was a cold drink. Pot was something your mother cooked in. And rock music was your grandma's lullaby. Aides were helpers in the principal's office. Chip meant a piece of wood. Hardware was found in a hardware store, and software wasn't even a word. Were the last generation to actually believe that a lady needed a husband to have a baby?" And Grandma goes on and finishes this with, "No wonder why people called us old and confused and say that there's a generation gap." How old do you think Grandma is? Hey, folks, Grandma would be 78 years old. Grandma came from a different world, friends. We've been given over to something that the Lord forbade, and it's for us to get back to what He meant, and it's for us to get back to Him in the process in doing so.
So, you want to make a difference, but you don't know where to start. You've been listening to the Sons of Liberty radio show and have been thinking, there are so many others who need to hear this message as well, but you just don't know how to reach them. Well then, This is the perfect time for you to stop thinking and start doing. It's time to schedule an event in your community with Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty. It's easier than you probably think, and the impact can literally be life-changing for those who attend. So don't wait. If you want to learn more on how to schedule an event with Bradley Dean, then give us a call at 1-866-233-0747. That's 1-866-233-0747. And together, we can make a difference in our world today.
It's Emmy-winning investigative journalist, nationally published author, and radio host Shad Olson to tell you what I think about my friend and compatriot, Bradley Dean. In the era of the podcast, big talkers are a dime a dozen or maybe even cheaper than that. Bradley Dean is a patriot who not just talks the talk, but he walks the walk each and every day.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Wisconsin Christian News is a nationally distributed, real printed newspaper that takes on the tough issues of our day, and we don't waste time with nonsense. We have some of the best red pill writers in the country, including Bradley Dean, and we tell you the truth you need to know. It's unlike anything you've seen before. Email us to get your free sample copy. Go to WisconsinChristianNews.com. Also, watch our TV program every Tuesday at 5 p.m. Central at WCNTV.net.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you're already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are positively impacting the future of this country that we all appreciate so much. If you've not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty today. Please call 1-866-233-0747 or go online at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Mary Queen Scots said of that of the prophet John Knox in Scotland, the trumpet blast, that she feared his prayers more than all of the armies of Europe. John Knox said of himself, considering myself called of my God to instruct the ignorant, comfort the sorrowful, confirm the weak and rebuke the proud, by tongue and lively voice in these corrupt days, rather than to compose books for the age to come, seeing that so much is written and yet so little well observed, I decree to contain myself within the bounds of that vocation whereunto I found myself especially called. What is the purpose of magistrates, our said representatives, in the halls of government? 1 Peter 2:14 tells us, or unto governors as unto them that are sent by him, the Lord, for the punishment of evildoers and for the praise of them that do well. Our Constitution was made only for a moral and a religious people, Christian. It is wholly inadequate to the government of any other. Human passions unbridled by morality and religion, Christianity, would break the strongest cords of our Constitution as a whale goes through a net. The second President of the United States of America, Mr. John Adams. Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, 281-845-4704. 281-845-4704, folks. We're talking about a civilization is not destroyed by wicked men alone. It's destroyed by weak pacifists, apathetic, intolerant individuals who cannot defend what is good. We got Stacy calling in from Minnesota. Welcome to the Sons of Liberty. Stacy, what say you, my friend?
Oh, I was going to say that it's very true. My grandfather ran for office and could never get in, but he was a great man. And he was not greedy. He did things that were right. He was a diligent farmer. He worked the fields, you know, back in, when there wasn't this
anti-America
obvious,
agenda being thrown down on us.
Control.
Yeah, right. Yeah. Wait, can I ask what part of the country he was raised up in?
It was southwest Minnesota, okay. Kind of a prairie.
Okay, gotcha.
And they had to work with horse and buggy.
Yep.
And the world was different. I mean, they couldn't keep us down in the horse and buggy days because people had to help each other.
Yep.
My grandmother called it neighboring, and you had to neighbor
yeah.
if you wanted to survive.
Yeah, it's called looking out for each other. It's called love, man. Matthew 22:37 yep. through 39. You know, it's also interesting, Stacy. I noticed this, and I observed it, and it's at the direct end of the pendulum concerning where you're at right now in the modern day. Kids don't even have to pedal their bikes anymore. They're all electric. It's
crazy because you couldn't plow your road without having the neighbors, you know, had to teams with their horses to pull it.
Yep.
And we got rid of the plow. I wish I'd have kept it. It was kind of cool. But there was so much that you had to have to survive. And now it's all kind of boxed and sick, makes us sick.
Yeah.
And yes, it's easy, but we're trading off so much that it's just heartbreaking to see.
Well, if you think about it as well, if you think about every aspect of our life, do you realize that the government has created some form of dependency upon themselves to bear rule over the people? Now, what we've done
and
is...
And it's not by accident,
oh,
I don't
no.
believe.
Right, right. But it's for the people that forfeited that up to corruption, and I'm talking about government today, and how they've garnered and how they've wielded control over our lives. What we have done is we have exchanged our freedoms for chains. And that's exactly
yes.
where we're at today. I'll give you the last word, Stacy.
Well, if we want... I mean, there's a big homesteader movement, and why that is important, I think, is because people need to understand what it takes to live. And when you understand what it takes to live, you see the false teaching that everywhere, oh, you don't need this. You can just be a whatever gender you want, or you can give all your money to a foreign country and kill others far away with drones, and you're okay with it because you don't actually struggle and till the earth.
Yeah. Yeah, you're right. Yeah, there's no more cross. They've removed the cross. There's no more hills to conquer. They've lowered the hills and they made them pits now. And they've made it as easy and as wide as they possibly can. And what's also interesting to note is Scripture tells us to beware of just that. Read Matthew 7, because wide and broad is the way that leadeth to. And guess what that way leads to? And guess what's the allurement to bring you that way? Ease, man. And that's here. I want to say something because the book of Amos is coming unto me right now. And I want you guys to hear this because it's a woe. It's not a blessing. It is a curse. And this is, you know, what people think is the American dream, Stacy. And Scripture tells us just the exact opposite. Luke 14, Luke 19. Maybe we'll spend some time on that at church on Sunday at 9 a.m. Central Standard Time, right at sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com. But easy living is not what we're called to do in any sense of the word. Rolling forward Zion spells work. Isn't it interesting that the Lord Jesus Christ, he told us to he who puts his hand to the plow and looks back, right, is not fit for the kingdom of God? Isn't it interesting? Those are the words and the metaphors that he used concerning what it was going to be like. He didn't say wide and broad and easy is the way, and you're going to go through life completely downhill. Nope, just the exact opposite. He said through many trials and tribulations do we enter into the kingdom of heaven. That they're completely, they stand in opposition one against another as much as yin and yang, as much as water and oil. And again, I think people need to understand that when you see ease, you better get away from ease, because what comes with ease? That's what you want to get away from. Look for that cross, friends, because that's where, again, as I said earlier, the power of God is. And I want to go over to Amos 6 really quick, because this is what came to my aid. And I believe it's what people need to hear. It says in Amos 6:1, woe, that's a curse, to them that are at ease, those that call themselves Christians.
Okay, and that trust in the mountain, in the arm of the flesh is what he's saying, Jeremiah 17:5. And then he says right after that, he says, which are named chief among the nations to whom the house of Israel came. And I'll tell you what, there's so many. I mean, welfare is completely upside down on its head. When our forefathers established welfare, it wasn't for stealing from those that work to give to those that don't, which is completely in contradiction to Scripture, 2 Thessalonians 3:10. And it's unconstitutional, but yet people want to live that lifestyle. Did you know that, case in point, speaking of that, that 80% of those that are Muslims in this country, just in the state of Minnesota, did you know that 80% of them have been on welfare? Just 80% of the 91.4% have been on welfare in the state of Minnesota for the last 10 years. Guess who's paying for that? You are. They're living at, as a wall, right? And yet we hear from the likes of this treasonous Ilhan Omar, who is still yet to be arrested on the floor and then impeached and prosecuted for her crime so she can await her trial and her doom for her crimes committed against this people. But it's interesting, she is saying that, and again, just lining up with what our friend Stacy was just talking about concerning ease in Amos 6:1, she's talking about how the Muslims are the backbone to this country. Nonsense. Our forefathers threw them off. They completely deported them. They had them at arm's length. They were not allowed to come into this country for the very things that they're doing to you today, posterity of our forefathers. I mean, it's insane. She said it's the backbone. Muslims are the backbone to this country. I say to anybody else that's on welfare as well, you are adding strength to the enemy to destroy this country, because like any other communist nation, what's going to happen is you're going to run out of money. And that's what communists don't pay attention to, is the fact that someone's got to work for the money. And when the money's all gone, guess what happens? You self-inflict. Let me say it this way. And another way, and for somebody listening to me that hears me perfectly, this is for you. To he who continuously milks dry udders will soon enough be kicked from the, what, milking stool. That is the definition of what's going on here. Now, I said like four different things, but if you have ears to hear, you caught what I said, and I'm pleased that you are. But again, let's just bring this full circle. Beware of ease. Beware, folks, look at the suicide rate. You know what the kids say? They have nothing to live for. Why don't you show them the price paid for their freedoms? Why don't you show them the history of this country and what's gone into it concerning the pain, the struggle, the blood, the sweat, and the tears? I'll tell you what, you show them that, and then they're going to want to stand up and live for what they died for and what they suffered for and what they sacrificed for. Not the other way around. My goodness, people. Here, I want to go over to Thomas Paine, just came to my aid as well. You know what's going out right now is a lot of words of knowledge. And Thomas Paine that's talked about freedom, and then he talks about belabor to uphold, they have to partake. Let's see if it pulls up here for me, friends. And it's a quote by Thomas Paine. He said this, listen carefully. And I speak to all of us now. Those who expect to reap the blessings of freedom must, like men, undergo the fatigue of supporting it. That applies to all of us. Here, I'll say it again. I'm just trying to get this so I can see it a little bit better, friends. Those who expect to reap the blessings of freedom must, like men, undergo the fatigue of supporting it. I'll tell you what, it's very cumbersome. Absolutely. But it's for us all to partake with concerning the benefits that come from it. Okay? So let me do this. If you want to call in, please do 281-845-4704. 281-845-4704. Yesterday, I had ended with this. The fundamental basis of this nation's laws was given to Moses on the Mount, Exodus 20. The fundamental basis of our Bill of Rights comes from the teachings we get from Exodus, St. Matthew, from Isaiah, and St. Paul. He said, President Truman did, I don't think we emphasize that enough these days. Then he goes and says, if we don't have a proper fundamental moral background, which is premised on and through Christ, who magnifies it through us, through that quickening grace, Ephesians 2:1, we will finally end up with a totalitarian government which does not believe in the rights for anybody except the state. It's exactly where we're at. It's exactly where we're at. Americans, you have procured these things unto yourselves. Okay? You have procured these things unto yourselves. Stalin on America's freedoms and greatness said, and I want you to listen carefully. This is what he said. America is like a healthy body and its resistance threefold. Its patriotism, its morality, and its spiritual life. He goes on and says, if we can undermine these three areas, what do you offer them? Ease. America will collapse from within. We're going to come right back to this in just a moment. Sons of Liberty Radio.com, Sons of Liberty Media.com, Before It's News.com,
281-845-4704. Nations around the world, including the U.S., are being purposely destroyed from within by their own governments. Are you tired of the lies of the politicians and communists? Wisconsin Christian News is a national newspaper that tells it like it is. We don't have time for nonsense. We publish the truth, whether it's popular or not. WisconsinChristianNews.com. Subscribe today, print or online. WisconsinChristianNews.com.
This is Bradley Dean from the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, broadcasting live Monday through Friday at 2 to 3 p.m. Central Standard Time, as well as Saturdays from 1 to 3 p.m. Founded back in 2004, BBS Radio TV stands as a trailblazer in remotely engineered broadcasts over the internet. BBS ignited the new media revolution, offering a powerful platform for vital voices such as ours and alternative perspectives that mainstream media often silences. The Sons of Liberty's BBS live broadcasts spans into 46 countries and streams into 200 of the world's largest internet broadcast stations with on-demand syndication across all major social networks and podcast platforms. The visionary twin brothers Douglas and Donald Newsom crafted over 100,000 radio and web TV episodes for more than 1,000 satisfied clients. BBS Radio. Martin Luther King Jr. rightly stated that I must admit, America, that I was initially disappointed in being so categorized as an extremist. But as I continued to think about the matter, I gradually gained a bit of satisfaction from being an extremist. Was not Abraham Lincoln an extremist? This nation cannot survive half slave and half free. Was not Thomas Jefferson an extremist? We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal. So the question is not whether we will be extremists, but what kind of an extremist we will be. We will be extremists for the preservation of injustice, or will we be extremists for the cause of justice? He goes on and says, history will record that the greatest tragedy of this period of social transition was not the strident clamor of the bad people, but the appalling silence of the good people. James Madison, the father of our Constitution, said, do not separate text from historical background. If you do, you will have perverted and subverted the Constitution, which can only end in a distorted, bastardized form of illegitimate government. He also stated that the future and success of America is not in this Constitution, but in the laws of God upon which this Constitution is founded. Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. Folks, I just want to let everybody know out there concerning the affiliates. You should see what you're up against. You're up against people that want to be like the Epicureans and the Stoics, want to be entertained out of their freedoms. If I was highlighting everything that was going wrong with your country right now, the numbers would be going through the roof again. But now that you're educating them and equipping them as to what they should do and what their part is to play concerning the answers to the issues that we face today, a majority of the people in this country want nothing to do with it. I'm just here to tell you firsthand. I'm mirroring right now what I'm seeing on social media platforms, okay? But we're going to continue on here regardless, because we're not going to put our trust in the arm of the flesh. Nope, they can go into the hell. The Bible says those that let will let until they be taken out of the way. And that's exactly right. Who are they? They're workers of iniquity. They think that they have no part to play in the freedoms in which they have. They want someone else to fight for them. They don't want, hey, that's not my part to play. I'm not called to do that. No, you're right. You better understand the curse lies upon those excuses that you offer. You can rest assured of that. And it's an admission, and it's a green light and a permission slip for the bad guys to keep doing what they're doing through your excuses, which is a reflection of you, not them. So let's move on. We have Samuel Adams, who was rightly, he was responsible for establishing something called the Committee of Correspondence in 1772, along with our forefathers. They were called the Sons of Liberty. And what their objective was is to make sure that the colonies knew exactly what was going on during that particular time in the face of the war that they were fighting and throwing off the tyrant across the pond who would not be ruled by God. I want you to listen carefully, because I just gave you a quote from President Truman. This is who we are. That's the language we speak. Then I showed you what must be done through Joseph Stalin, who they called the Red Terror, in order to collapse the United States of America. It's exactly what you're seeing today. I want you to understand that Samuel Adams, who was the governor of Virginia as well, he was a political agitator. He said, a general dissolution of the principles and manners will more surely overthrow the liberties of America than the whole force of the enemy. So what is he saying? It's what I've always said. And this, by the way, is where I got it from. As long as you allow them to continuously demoralize the people, you better understand that you are giving them permission to what? Enslave that up and coming generation. And it's where we're at right now. It's exactly where we're at right now. I also want to highlight the fact that he said a general dissolution of the principles. See, our forefathers, they had diverse meaning. I'm sorry, not meaning. That's not the right word. They had diverse opinions on the same principles, in a way said, just differing from others. In other words, everybody used to be, well, planted in the same principles. Now what they're doing, as I've said 1,000 times in schools today, they're throwing out international baccalaureate, completely unconstitutional, No Child Left Behind, completely unconstitutional, Common Core, not even being created, friends. These curriculums aren't even being created by those individuals that are responsible to educate. No, they're being created by bureaucrats to confuse. And that's why they're sowing all this different seed in every direction. And then the kids are being raised up under this. They're confused, dazed and confused. Read Daniel 9:7. And then the parents are trying to figure out what's going on. Well, what they're doing is they're throwing out foreign seed to who we are as a people. Okay? And it's exactly what Adam said. He said a general dissolution of the principles and manners will more surely overthrow, there you have it right there, the liberties of America than the whole force of the common enemy. You're easily taken, people. You're easily enslaved, people. Okay? Now let me go back to this, because the school I just did a couple days ago in the Midwest was probably the first school. No, you know what? I stand corrected. Because I remember when I asked the question to the students and the teacher faculty, I'd asked the question, what form of government have we been given? And I said, show of hands. And so I said, are we a democracy? And a majority of the hands went up in the room. How could it be otherwise? This is what I'm talking about. How could it be otherwise when every president since Ronald Reagan has continuously acknowledge the fact that we are a constitutional republic. We are not a democracy. This clown in the people's office today, don't say I'm disrespecting the office. You're disrespecting the office by allowing him to desecrate the blood that bought him the opportunity to be there in the first place, in which he is desecrating underfoot. But I want you to know that Donald Trump is continuously thrown on the American people, that he is, in fact, the president of a purified democracy. No, we are not a democracy. So what I did is I asked the young people, are we a democracy or a republic? A majority of them said a democracy. Now, I'm not beating up on the kids. I'm educating the kids. I'm correcting. I'm reproving. But I'm also instructing and then admonishing them. Okay? I said, guess what, guys? Do you guys say the Pledge of Allegiance? He said yes. The school said yes back to me. Every morning, yep, they say the Pledge of Allegiance. I said, in response with a question, I said, can you go ahead and recite the Pledge of Allegiance? And so the whole school did. They said, I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the, I stopped right there. I said, stop. I said, and to the democracy? No, they said, no, to the republic. I said, bingo. I said, let's go on. For which it stands, it doesn't fall. One nation under who, guys? They say, under God. Indivisible. I said, does anybody know what the word indivisible means? They said, yes, undivided. I said, bingo. And I said, with liberty to do the right thing and justice under God, according to Moses and the law for all. Okay? I said, but if you thought that we were a democracy like many of you in this room did, I said, this is how you would say the Pledge of Allegiance. I pledge allegiance to the flag of whatever the people want. See, this is how dumbed down the American people have become. You say, well, Bradley, that's condemning. No, it's not. It's making a point, and as a matter of fact, it's factual. So if that hurts your feelings, facts don't care about your feelings. I care more about the truth than your feelings and your emotions that go with every wind of doctrine, Ephesians 4:14. So I want you to go back and understand that your said representative government, again, with the mainstream media, they're looking for one in two individuals that are sick enough so they can start putting them up in a victim position as they assail our laws in hopes of overthrowing who we are as a people. So again, if you thought we were a democracy, that's why you're seeing it. If you knew that we were a constitutional republic, Article 4, Section 4, you wouldn't tolerate that. But since you think we're a democracy, guess what? I pledge allegiance to the flag of whatever the people want. That's not America. Let me go on. And to the democracy, which we are not, for which it falls, that's exactly the end aim here. One nation under a what? A dictatorship, right? Not under Article 6, Section 2, which is the supremacy clause. I end with bondage and injustice for whosoever believed that we were a democracy. We're not a democracy, people. And you're hearing this all day from the conservatives. You're hearing this all day, every week from the pulpits in America, for the most part. Did you know that Fisher Ames, the architect of the First Amendment, said, a democracy is a volcano which conceals the fiery materials of its own destruction? Of its own destruction? These will produce an eruption and carry desolation in their way. Hey, folks, that desolation that's in their way, what is it? That desolation is taking place, and it's going right over the people in this country that believe that we were a democracy. And when you look at Matthew 7, folks, you can clearly see the difference between a democracy and a republic. Not only are we ruled by law, but we're supposed to be doers of the word, not hearers only, deceiving ourselves. Let me go back with Fisher Ames and end the show with this. Fisher Ames, by the way, was the architect of the First Amendment, along with George Washington. He ended that sentence with this. The known propensity of a democracy is to licentiousness. Teach the people they can do whatever they want to do. Just like the devil himself, hath God said, go ahead and do it. Right? Hath God said no for your good? Absolutely not. Put in the minds of the people, was that really God that told you no? Well, let me ask you, parents that love your children, when you tell your child no, are you doing that out of love for them? Absolutely you are, just like the Lord did when he gave his moral law. But the enemy wants you to question him. When in fact, the Lord gave us the commandments to warn us from harm, not the other way around. Psalm 19:11. The known propensity of a democracy is to licentiousness. Teach the people excessive license, which the ambitious call and the ignorant believe to be liberty. It's not liberty, friends. It's slavery. There's a big difference. It's slavery. Love you by what we do. Talk to you in 23. See ya.